3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Mary's at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Those of you who are frequent listeners to Let's Face the Issues is familiar with me being on the show, and it's always an honor for me to host a show for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. For those of you who have not listened to the show frequently or your first time tuning in, I'm Mike Hill. I'm from the Pensacola, Florida area. I own an insurance and financial services agency and have been doing that for close to 34 years now. Before that, I was 10 years active duty in the Air Force after graduating from the Air Force Academy in 1980. I also served for a number of years from 2013 through 2020 in the Florida State House representing District 1 and District 2 in the Panhandle of Florida. That's in the Pensacola area. So today I have a number of items would like to share with you, and would like to hear your comments, your thoughts, or your questions on what we're going to be discussing. If you would like to be a part of the show, you can call in at 904-831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. Here are a couple of the items I hope we can get through most of them during this next hour we're going to be spending together. Here's an item. Biden breaks the record for the number of U.S. embassies evacuated by a sitting president. We're going to talk about what that number is, and I want you to guess who has the second most evacuations as a sitting president of our embassies. A Republican congressman evacuates 13 Americans from Haiti. That's because the Biden administration is so inept, unable to get things done. They're unable to operate on many fronts at one time. And that's because the Biden administration is full of inept people. People who are simply put in that position because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's either based on their sexual orientation or their gender or their color or their ethnicity, anything other than their ability. And we even saw that on full-blown theater recently when the Supreme Court was able to make a determination about freedom of speech, where there was a lawsuit brought forward by certain states saying that the Biden administration had contacted social media, Facebook, Twitter at the time, and demanded that they would take down certain posts that did not agree with their view, particularly concerning COVID vaccinations. And so the Attorney General of Texas and I think of Louisiana joined together and sued the Biden administration because they here is government forcing a private company to control speech. Well, here we have Justice Jackson Brown, who said, well, we need government to control speech, to protect the public. In other words, she did not even understand the Constitution and the First Amendment giving us freedom of speech, which is to control actions by the government. And what she is saying is we shouldn't control the government when it is good for the American people. That is what diversity, equity, and inclusion will bring you, ladies and gentlemen. And so we have this Republican congressman who, on his own, to his credit, was able to get 13 Americans evacuated from Haiti. We'll talk a little bit about that story also. Here's a shocker. The number of chemical abortions skyrocketed in the last few years. In the United States, the number of abortions has risen by 10% since 2020, from 2020 to 2023, by 10%. We're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about how the Supreme Court upholds Texas immigration law, giving law enforcement ability to arrest illegals. So they're able to, it's being challenged, of course, by the Biden administration. It's being challenged now. And but the Supreme Court says that while that case is moving forward to the 5th District Court of Appeals, that the law enforcement, a law passed in Texas that law enforcement can arrest illegals who are in the country. But then I understand that just yesterday at the late night hour, some federal judge says, no, you can't do that. Well, if I were Governor Abbott and the other people in Texas, I would just ignore that federal judge. We already have an order from the Supreme Court saying that you can. So I would suggest, and perhaps they will, go ahead and continue arresting illegals. Now, here's another item. A judge drops firearm possession charges against an illegal immigrant. So this raises some big issues. Are illegal immigrants protected by our Constitution and have the right to bear arms? What's interesting is this happened in Illinois, a state where they tried to ban guns altogether, ban ownership of guns altogether. So if you're a legal abiding citizen, they don't want you to have a gun. If you're an illegal immigrant, you can have one. Oh, it's okay. Things are really weird in these blue states, Illinois in particular, Illinois, New York, and California, where Democrats have just run those states into the ground. Here's the issue. There was a poll of Jewish students which revealed approximately 3/4, 73%, describe campus life as less safe. And then, Estonia's prime minister wants the West to be tougher on Russia and Putin. We'll talk about who this prime minister is and why she feels that way. And then Congress passes a spending package for the full fiscal year. I said this a month ago, ladies and gentlemen, when the package was being brought forward by the Senate, which is a crazy spending plan. It really is totally irresponsible. But they brought forward this spending plan, which is just going to put us increase our debt astronomically, which means that to pay for that, you have to print more money or raise taxes or do both, which causes inflation to go up. And back then, about a month ago, the House was saying, oh, we're not going to pass this. We're going to shut down the government. And I said to myself, yeah, right. They're going to pass it. And sure enough, they did. They passed it. It's like they had no other choice. In my mind, the current speaker that we have, a Speaker Johnson, nice guy, but I think he's just in over his head. Being Speaker of the House takes tremendous political acumen, and he just doesn't have the experience for that yet. And we're seeing it because he gets walked over all the time by the Democrats in the Senate, particularly Schumer, and by the rhinos, McConnell and others. He doesn't know how to handle them because he doesn't know all of the ins and outs of how government works. And so he gets walked over all the time, even by his own party. They walk over him. Like I said, nice guy. He's just in over his head. Here's an item. The Texas Board of Education divest $8.5 billion from BlackRock amid BlackRock's ESG, that's environmental, social, and governance investment policy, philosophy. We'll talk about that too. A lot of things we're going to be talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. Would like you to join the show by calling in either with your comments or questions at 904-831-0917. Jonathan Turley accuses New York City of mob justice for targeting Donald Trump. Of course, what we see going on with these lawsuits against Donald Trump is totally amazing of how our Department of Justice is interfering in the election, in this upcoming presidential election, by doing everything that they can to keep Donald Trump tied up in courts, both in time and with his money, instead of being able to campaign. That's what this is all about. They don't care if he's found guilty or not. No, I take that back. They desperately want him to be found guilty, but if he is not found guilty, they're okay with that too, because the other objective has been met, and that is to tie him up in terms of time and money so that he cannot campaign, and instead of spending that time campaigning, instead of spending his money on his campaign, he has to spend it fighting these lawsuits brought against him by these district attorneys who really are frauds in their own right. They never should even be in that position, but they are. Okay, let's talk a little bit about our sponsor. Let's Face the Issues is brought to you in part by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time also has a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including Honda and Echo generators. Tools for a Time staff can answer all of your homeowner and professional and backup power equipment questions. They're located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, near the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. Right at the base of the gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. They can be reached online at toolsforatime.com. That's toolsforatime.com. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, before we get in even to those items that I discussed to you before, here's an interesting thing that I've come across. This is in from an article, online article called The Express, and the title of it, the headline says, Hamas is on the brink of collapse as the chief's attack proves clear Israeli spy penetration. Okay. So let's see what the article goes on to tell us. Hamas is poised for significant blows to its top leadership as recent Israel attacks have shown a considerable Israeli penetration into its structure. a former intelligence officer has claimed. Israel, earlier this week, claimed to have eliminated Marwan Issa, the head of the militant group's armed wing in central Gaza, during an airstrike on the refugee camp, as Newsreat, I'm sorry if I'm just butchering these names, a former Israeli intelligence operative, Ali Melamed, told Daily Express U.S., the successful attacks on Issa suggested Israel secured access to reliable on-the-ground informers to collaborate its attacks. So in other words, here Israel and its army has been able to infiltrate into Palestine and have operatives, either Israeli or it must be Palestinians, who also want to get rid of Hamas. There are Palestinians who do want to get rid of Hamas, and they are cooperating with the Israelis by pointing out where the leaders of Hamas are. And because of that, Hamas was able to conduct an airstrike in an Israeli camp, a refugee camp, in a Palestinian refugee camp, targeting the leader. So they were able to conduct this airstrike knowing when that leader was going to be alone and not have refugees, Israeli refugees around them. And so they were able to do that because of the help of people who are embedded inside Palestine. So the success of Israel's operation against Marwan Issa illustrates the level of human asset penetration that Israeli intelligence has into Hamas' remaining forces in Gaza. Speaking of, the Biden administration, which at one time at the start of this conflict, which, by the way, Hamas started this war, and Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, said they started it and we are going to finish it. And I applaud Netanyahu. I stand behind him 100% and behind Israel 100%. As they said, we are going to finally rid us of this problem of Hamas, who for years has continually, sometimes on a daily basis, just lobbed bombs into Israel, indiscriminately killing innocent civilians. And now we have all these leftists, these Democrats, who are protesting against Israel for taking a stand to protect itself, as it is justified in doing. And all of a sudden, they've been concerned about the number of civilians who are being killed in the Palestine Palestinian area. And so there's fake, I believe it is fake, that this fake anger of what they're seeing of the civilians being killed in the Palestinians as a part of this war. But they did not have anything to say when Israeli civilians were being killed, or when all this began, how the Hamas came into Israel, grabbed over 1,200 people, murdered, raped, and committed all sorts of atrocities, and then took these hostages because they knew that they were going to need those They knew they were going to need those people to protect them from Israel just coming in there and wiping them out. And that's why you see where these the discussions are going on to release these hostages, these people. That's crazy. Why am I keep getting tongue-tied saying that word. Why they won't release these people, and these negotiations are going on, trying to get the release, and we have the inept Anthony Blinken and the rest of the Biden administration say, we're trying to get the release of these people. You don't know what you're doing. And they're not going to release them because they need them as human shields. But here we have the Israeli Defense Forces going in and taking care of business as they should. And they're being helped by Palestinians who want to get rid of Hamas just as much as Israel wants to get rid of them. And anyone with common sense in the rest of the world also wants to get rid of Hamas also. Now, so we know that's being done with the help of Palestinians there who are locating, pinpointing where these leaders are of Hamas, reporting that back to the Israeli Defense Forces, who are then carrying out strikes. And here we have the Biden administration telling Benjamin Netanyahu, you are not to go into the area of Rafah, where there are 1 million Palestinians. That's where Hamas has been backed into a corner. They're held up in there using humans as shields instead of coming out and fighting. If they had any honor at all, that's what they would do as men, come out and fight. Instead, they hide behind women and children. And the Biden administration have told Netanyahu, you can't cross this red line and go in there. And the only reason Biden is doing that right now is because of the number of Muslims here in the United States who have become very vocal at the success that Israel is having, and they're protesting against Biden. They made that very clear recently in Michigan during the primaries, where they didn't vote for Biden en masse, and in other areas too. They are being very vocal. So now all of a sudden, Biden, who initially was very strongly with Israel, is now trying to put the brakes on what Israel is doing and saying that you can't go into Rafah. Well, Netanyahu says, oh, yes, we are. We are going in there. And I applaud Netanyahu for that. And here is Chuck Schumer, who is Jewish, by the way, is calling out Netanyahu, saying he does not have the support of the Israeli people, and that this he needs to stop what he is doing. And to Netanyahu's credit, he told Schumer, look, Israel is not a banana republic. I was not installed as their prime minister. I was elected by the people, and I do represent what they are wanting us to do, and that is to get rid of Hamas. Well, Biden and the Democrat Party are so wishy-washy, they are so determined to want to get elected again, that instead of doing the right thing and standing firm with Israel, instead what they want to do is tell Netanyahu, stop what you're doing right now, because instead of saying, because we have so many protests here in America, that's the real reason. What he's trying to say, what he uses as an excuse instead, is because too many civilians are being killed. That's called war. It's called collateral damage. Isn't it interesting that this same Biden administration, who is using it as an excuse that too many civilians are being killed, is saying nothing about the hundreds of thousands of civilians being killed in the Ukraine-Russia war. And in fact, they want to continue that war by continuing to supply Ukraine with hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, so that they can buy weapons to continue the war against Russia. And it's so sad, the number of people, civilian and military, who are being killed in this conflict. But you don't hear any protest at all from these college students, against that war. There's a war going on right now between Afghanistan and Pakistan. They are fighting each other. You don't hear a word about the civilians who are being killed in that situation. There's a war going on right now in Azerbaijan, and civilians are being killed. You don't hear a peep from these people about that. But when Israel, who's defending itself, will go in and try and wipe out a terrorist organization, all of a sudden they're incensed. And they want to hold protests. They want to hold marches. They want to hold rallies. Let me tell you what this is really about. These are people who hate Israel. And why do they hate Israel? Because they hate God. And this is how they can demonstrably show their hatred towards God, their hatred towards Israel, by going out and marching and protesting and using as a flimsy excuse because civilians are being killed. That has nothing to do with it. This is all about their hatred towards the living God. They know that Israel is God's chosen people, that through the nation Israel is where we have received our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who, by the way, was Jewish. That is where our salvation comes from. They do not like the fact that our salvation comes from a Jewish nation. Like it or not, that is how God chose it to be. So they are showing their hatred towards God, their hatred towards Israel, and that's what this whole thing is about. It has nothing to do with civilians being killed as collateral damage in war. Why aren't they protesting now because of what's going on in Haiti? Haiti is a disaster right now, and civilians are being killed by the hour. You see no protest there. None at all. So I don't want to hear from the left about these protests, because all it is a protest against God. They hate God. They hate Israel. They hate Christians. And this is how they can demonstrate that and use that flimsy excuse that too many civilians are being killed. I'll tell you too many civilians that are being killed, and that is the babies in the womb. And they don't care about that. They don't want to stop those innocent civilians from being killed. And again, it's because they hate God. And when they see that God's creation can be killed in the womb, then they are all for it. You don't see any sorts of protests against that at all. Now, here's something that's also pretty interesting. It's still kind of related to this conflict with Hamas and Israel, that the Associated Press practically on a daily basis recounts the Palestinian death toll supplied by the Hamas Ministry of Health in the Gaza Strip. Just about every day, the AP wire service recounts regularly Hamas's latest figures for Palestinian casualties, frequently extolling the designated terror organization either for its purported detailed casualty records or for its consistency with third-party data. However, whenever the Israeli Defense Forces reports their number of Palestinians being killed, they won't report that. They only report the inflated numbers coming from the Hamas Ministry of Health. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill. I'm sitting in for Dr. Jean A. Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. We're going to continue after a short break here at the top of the hour, and we're going to have many different topics to cover. If you'd like to join us, call in at 904-831-0917. Again, Mike Hill, sitting in for Dr. Jean A. Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit